Lee Han must pay fine or serve 30 days. The Atlanta Journal, Thursday, 18th of February 1915, page 1, column 4. Court of Appeals. Upholds the lower court must face trial in Superior Court. Dan S. Lee Han, manager in charge of William J. Burns's Southern headquarters at New Orleans, who was recently acquitted by a jury in the Fulton Superior Court of charges of subornation of perjury in the Frank case, must pay a fine of $100 or serve 30 days in the city stockade, the penalty placed upon him in the recorder's court last May by Judge Nash R. Broyles, who tried him on the charge that he had violated the city ordinances by performing private detective work without first obtaining the approval of the Board of Police Commissioners and the Chief of Police. The State Court of Appeals. Thursday affirmed the judgment of Judge John T. Pendleton of the Fulton Superior Court in refusing to sanction Lee Han's petition for a certiorari of his case from the recorder's court. In addition to fining Lee Han, Judge Broyles bound him over to the state courts for the alleged violation of sections 337 and 338 of the Penal Code of 1910, which prohibit any person from performing the functions of a policeman, sheriff, constable, marshal, or detective, unless such person has obtained his credentials from the proper authorities. These charges are still standing against Lee Han in the Superior Court, but no date has yet been set for the trial. Lee Han's arraignment before Recorder Broyles followed the announcement of the sensational Ragsdale affidavit in the Frank case. Lee Han was not only fined for violation of the city ordinance, but as a result of the activities of himself and William J. Burns in connection with the Frank case, the Board of Police Commissioners and the City Council revoked the permit under which the Burns Agency did business in Atlanta. In appealing his case, Lee Han contended that the city ordinances governing the operations of private detectives were unconstitutional and therefore void. The Court of Appeals held that these ordinances were valid. Little, Powell, Hooper, and Goldstein were Lee Han's attorneys, while the City of Atlanta was represented by City Attorney James L. Mason and Assistant City Attorney W.D. Ellis, Jr.